In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'll read the Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, from the 13th chapter, verses 44 through 46, in Jesus' name. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Dear hearers of God's word, listeners of God's word, brothers and sisters, these are some very familiar words of God which we read. And in the beginning, I could ask this little question: have you this summer heard these this spoken of this summer, these words, at least twice earlier during summer services, and a week ago at Yamsa Opisto services, the same text was used, and I listened with very much interest. I listened to these, and we said in the sacristy a moment ago that these familiar portions of God's word are spoken of again and again in different speeches. And we may wonder many times how the word of God is opened to brothers in a different way. And we haven't been able to preach on it empty. There is such a richness in God's word that we haven't spoken all of it. Now we are celebrating this end of the summer celebration here at the Opisto in Ranawa. And those of you are listening on the radio also, to you school children, that summer vacation is coming to an end. But it's unfortunately, that is the truth. There are a lot of things to do and things to do in the summer in our family, and as in many other families, there's this kind of a situation that the summer is awaited for a long time. And then when it comes, the calendar is full of marks and things. When there are services and celebrations and many different types of things to do, when we consider how we use our time, there are a lot of things which we could give up, and then those that we don't want to give up. And then there's other things that we want to give up, and then there are those that aren't so important, and then there are the things that are very important. We live such a time where these things to do sometimes smother us, and we hear about too much news from foreign countries of the different things that we could do to spend our time, which are so much during this time. You older believers probably remember this time when there is enough more time to sit in the living room and talk about different happenings and doings. Time may improve our memories about happenings, but that was probably a time that was much a harder time in many ways. But now when we have paused around this word of God, where do we spend our day, our time? Do we spend our time considering many matters of work? Are our nose stuck on our cell phone? Are there some projects and things at work that are always on our mind? There's a lot of these different things that take our time, and many of those that are important to us. But is there nevertheless reason to consider how we treat each other and treat our spouses in our everyday life, or our friends, or our children, or our parents or grandparents? Do we care genuinely of them? And what is yet more important is the word of God. Is there enough time in my life for it? Above all, in this duty, we ask this of ourselves. Life is a gift from God from the beginning to the end. Everyone is unique, and it's important to think that how do I want to use this unique life? In the background of our text, it speaks of this treasure that's hidden in the field, and about this pearl. And there are many different parables of God and teachings of God about the kingdom of heaven. We were just recently through Samuli, we have been able to hear about one parable. And it's in all, there's the same message. There is this familiar parable of the sower. And there is the parable of the mustard seed. And then there is this about the treasure hidden in the field. I would like to ask for you, service guest of all ages, and from you, sons and girls and boys in the front benches, what is important to you? Consider for a moment, what is important to me in my life? When I left on this journey, it was important that our equipment was in order, and that the drain pipe in our camper I was able to get fixed. We did a lot of work, and I have a lot of... It's important that the people at work would do well. And I would like to see that everybody is doing well. And at the same time at home, my dear wife and children would get along, cope well. And many times you can see on their faces how the day has gone. And what should I do as a father and a husband? Even for the smallest and for the bigger children, it's important that we treat them. And there, probably for many, there's a lot of important hobbies and studies, and that we can work and we receive a way make a living, which is a very important matter for all, and that we would succeed in life, and that is also important. Maybe a car. And nowadays, a bike is a really important matter to many. If a listener has a partner that they're courting with now next to them in the service bench or in the benches that they're husband and wife and sisters and brothers and grandmas and grandpas and siblings, we have a lot of these very important matters in life. And during these days, we're around this important matter in the hearing of God's word that is teaching and admonishing. And we can sing and enjoy our connection of faith, our bonds of faith, and it strengthens our love. And this is very important in the midst of believing people. Then I'd like to ask from you boys and girls in the front benches, and also you elders, I would like to ask to all, what is the most important matter? You might consider this for a moment. What is important for me? In our text, it says that kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth a field. You know that some of you may look for old treasures in old fields and in old yards. You may find some very old and valuable things. And in this text, this man in this parable finds a treasure in a field. He didn't put the treasure in his own pocket, but he buried it in the field. Then this man went and he sold all which he had, and he bought that whole field for himself. He wanted to become the owner of that family, or owner of that field, no matter what the price would be, so he could receive this treasure. In the beginning of this parable, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in the field. This man received a personal faith, and the kingdom of God, it was such an important matter to him that it became the most important matter of his life. He found the kingdom of the congregation of God in the midst of believers, such a treasure which he wanted to preserve very much. And you, listener of this word, maybe some of you have been able, like a prodigal son, have been able to return to God's kingdom. You have found the same joy of the finder. This man in his life had some very important very important matters in his life. But when he found this treasure, he was ready to give all of them up. He was prepared to give up his former life. And we understand from this text that it didn't cause any difficulties for this man. In joy, he sold everything which he owned. And this joy was immeasurable. And we understand that it is the joy of faith. According to the teachings of God, that this joy is so great that the angels of heaven rejoice when one person receives the grace of repentance. As a child of God, we can experience this joy of the finder when we again and again, when we can admire the treasures of God's kingdom, when we can put away those matters of sin away that have come to our conscience, and we can possess this field and this treasure and continue our journey. And the parable continues that this and the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. At the Yamsa Opistol services, we heard a interesting sermon about this pearl, how rare and valuable thing this could be, and even in a temporal sense. I thought that if on your way home, and if you want to hear on your trip home, it was a Thursday sermon when a brother, in a very interesting and precious way, revealed this portion of the scripture. Dear you, listener of God's word, older and younger, is this eternal treasure of faith important to you? Is it so important to you that you don't want to give it up for any price? Many of you have had to experience how a close one who has passed away, that God has called them to him. And when you were standing by the open casket, that there has remained only a cold shell that was going into the grave. But at that moment, when a person concretely experiences what is the most important matter in a person's life, in the midst of this great sorrow, as is comfort, the only comfort is this, that person who has slept away, this dear one, was able to leave with the peace of God in his heart or her heart. And he was a possessor of this field and this treasure, a complete child of God. God in his word wants to today remind us of this, the most important matter, the most precious matter, treasure of our lives, that we have our sins forgiven and peace on our conscience. When we have the peace of God on our conscience, then we are free and we have a joyous mind to even to leave this temporal life. After this portion that which we read, was there's one more parable that, again, the kingdom of God is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to a shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Don't we, dear listeners of God's word, on the last day, when that we would be the possessor of this treasure, that we are those good fish that are not cast away. Here in the services, there are a lot of you youth and young adults and all who experience themselves to be young. I would like to say, I'm asked for you to listen what God has to say to you. Probably all of you have considered these matters of faith. With your friends, you have considered, and in the midst of couples have considered. And it is a good matter that you have considered this and discussed this. But I am one who have wondered a lot these matters to myself. I have wondered that you youth during this time are very active and you are very considerate. And it could be in the time of your youth that this whole world needs to be saved. How would I do this? Information comes from many different sources. There's a lot of good information, but there's a lot of wrong information. And I wonder, in my own youth, that I am not so old yet anyway, it was so nice when we could believe and live in peace. And it was told to us what had happened the previous day. It was easier at that time. The information wasn't so accessible back then. I would like to ask you, dear youth, and from all of you who are listening, have you doubted? Have you doubted? Have you considered this, that how is it possible that only this small group of believers is the only place where one can reach heaven? Have you considered this? How does this neighbor or this friend or this schoolmate who is very nice and very considerate, that why won't they reach heaven? Then the world is full of different religions and there are billions of people. And there before and also after us will come many. Have you considered why? How is this possible? Do you know, dear youth, I have also considered these same types of matters. And many times, you aren't alone in the midst of these thoughts and these doubts. With a little humor, if I would say that at work, there's a saying, we have a saying, there are two ways of keeping the books, but a one person who keeps the books, he has given me this kind of a nature that I am not able to think of matters very, very complex, complexly. My wife can be a witness of this. There's this type of a saying. You don't need to carry the whole company's sorrows. And at breakfast, there were brothers who are in the service of the military. Could ask this from Brother Asluck. Dear youth or listener of this word, trouble yourselves about matters where there isn't enough understanding in humans' wisdom. I encourage you to believe simply. You can trust this, that believing in this way and traveling with this group, you will certainly reach the heavenly home. This, whether someone else will, you can leave that in the care of God. It is completely the work of God. Truly, we definitely have thought about these, and we can sorrow about these, but we can pray on behalf of those friends who aren't believing that they would be able to understand and possess this immeasurable treasure. And if one would give up this faith, are you any more certain that you would reach the destination? To me, it seems so strongly this way. There is no certainty after giving up one's faith. And so I want to simply think and believe. And you can also freely, simply believe. And use our thoughts and energy in this, that we would rejoice and consider that how is it possible that God has chosen just me to be a child in this kingdom? And we can rejoice again of this, that in our group there are those experienced brothers and sisters who know the Bible better, and they are able to open these matters through the Word of God. And then we could also consider if a person wants to be saved, if they want to reach heaven, what is this heaven? The Bible tells us and tells all of us, isn't it the God of heaven, of God's heaven, where we want to go? And how are we guided there to heaven? It is the word of God, which is written in this the pages of this Bible. When it is preached of with many different gifts and opened, everyone has the possibility. The seeds of God's word planted in this heart, and everyone has the possibility to believe. And yet, and more importantly, it is the word of God that guides us to heaven. And in this group, in this throng, it is preached. We don't add anything to this or take anything away from it. Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will reach the Father but through me. It pays to believe, and to believe simply. In a beautiful Song of Zion, we sing joyously today. It sings, there are so many matters which I can't understand. This big flood of knowledge confuses, but the Lord's word of grace guides my soul, believing the simplest and simply that I will be taught. You youth like to use these hearing aids in or earphones that at night when you go to bed, put this song on, this beautiful Song of Zion 236, and listen to this when you are listening at night and believe. Boldly. You elderly believers, this word of God is also a security for you. And you notice how the tempter does not leave you in peace. Your steps may have become shorter. And this, in your mind, you may think that you want to reach heaven. John writes to these words of Jesus, I have spoken of this, that you would have peace in me. In the world, you are oppressed, but be brave. I have won over the world. You, dear elders, listeners of the word, be bold that God has won over the world, and he has promised to escort you to the destination. In the word of God, it reminds us of this just destination. Jesus reminded us of this, that the most important matter is this, that the soul is blessed. Dear service guest, when our journeys end once, one day, we are asked only one matter. We are asked, is this treasure of the field in our hearts? Is this treasure been preserved as pure and clean? This treasure of God's kingdom remains pure when we want to believe, when we want to have this faith in our heart, and when we are able to believe again and again, our sins smaller and larger forgiven. And the word of God promises that even the weak traveler will reach the heavenly home. Dear brother and sisters, older and younger, be of a secure mind. Your sins, you have permission to believe forgiven. You can believe them forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And then when we believe in this way, we can rejoice. When we so simply believe, and we can enjoy this life in this time, and then one day we will receive that reward with God in heaven, which is promised in God's word. You boys and girls, I want to preach to you the sins forgiven in Jesus' name, you in blood. You can believe all your sins and doubts forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. And we say securely, in Jesus' name, amen.